Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm with Jim McHugh, Vice President from Cisco. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We've had Cisco on the program multiple times, Jim, but I don't think we've ever had you on. Can you tell the audience what your role is at Cisco?
Yes, I am the Vice President of Unified Computing Marketing at Cisco.
So we've dealt with the Unified Computing Platform, I think, since you guys announced it. Can you remind the audience what that is and what has been the evolution of Unified Computing with Cisco?
Yeah, so about 4 years ago, Cisco actually was looking at the market and really caught the market in a transition and said, how do you actually change what the server market is? And looked at it and said, okay, you can actually have a unified fabric and computing solution. And so we really bring it together. So when we talk about computing, it's the unified computing system. So actually it's more than just a server, it's bringing together the whole system as a product.
Do you integrate storage into that as well?
Storage access is part of it. So you definitely, when you start, especially when you start expanding out and thinking about integrated infrastructure solutions and converged solutions, storage is a key component of it. So we standardize how all storage access works, which allows us to work with a broad variety of storage partners.
And what has been the experience with customers with these platforms in terms of deployment?
The uptake is just astounding. So year over year growth for UCS this year was 63%. We have an incredible growth in revenue and market share. In the last 4 years, just to give a data point, we went from zero, because we didn't exist with the product, to number two worldwide for x86 blade servers.
Well, that's impressive.
Yes. So obviously the uptake is, you know, we're bringing solutions to them that they need, and it's really paying off for us.
And when you look at the types of customers that are deploying these platforms, is there any particular type of enterprise that's really taken to this, any type of workloads that really make sense, or is it just run the gamut of experience?
You know, it started things like desktop virtualization early on. People were looking for virtualization solutions that would play, and then quickly built to the gamut. So we started things like Microsoft SQL, Exchange, but then it's built on from there to SAP applications, mission critical applications from Oracle, really. So it is more and more the gamut. And now we're looking more into actually how do you combine what you're doing inside your data center and to the solutions people need when they're actually trying to either burst out or have services delivered to them from a service provider, and bringing the UCS as the platform of choice for both of those.
So that was where I was going to go next. You know, obviously everybody's talking about software-defined data center, software-defined infrastructure. How does UCS fit into that, and where is UCS going in terms of new types of capabilities?
You know, when people do software-defined, I think they always got to remember that you're defining something that is actually physical at the same time.
So you mean hardware still exists?
Yes. Yeah. You know, infrastructure matters, always will matter, and, you know, when we can actually run everything in a true vapor cloud with nothing. Software guy from trade, but you got to understand that when you're saying software-defined, really what you're doing is saying, okay, what can I do to automate it, right? And UCS has been doing that for a year. With UCS Manager, we actually allow you to create a service profile. So what you're doing is laying down a software definition of what that server is going to do. What's the workload going to be? How many users? Everything you need about it. And then you actually just lay that down. So one way, we have the most sophisticated value server, but it's really a commodity server because we keep all the intelligence back and then lay it out that way. So I totally understand this idea of software-defined. I think the key component is, what are you doing with it? What are you purposefully doing with it?
When you look at the history of UCS in the marketplace, you know, we've been following this, obviously, as your partner Intel for a long time. Incredible growth in this. Really, I think, injected something new into the data center arena that IT has really liked. But my question to you is, what is it about these systems that IT finds so palatable?
A lot of it will boil down to the performance. So let's, you know, start with this week. We are coming out again with 6 world records. So that's a total of 79. So if you look in 4 years doing that, they're looking for that. At the end of the day, what we exist for is to make applications run really well. Second component of that would then be, how do we actually help them in their operational costs? Mm-hmm. How do we simplify it? How do we make it work for them? And really what we brought to them is our single connect technology, to be able to wire once, have the ability to have all those operational efficiencies you'll get out of that. So it's really when you combine the two. So you're giving the performance they need, you're giving the value and the ease of use for managing it and building it up from there. And then when we look at management, we do it as from a very API-centric approach. Mm-hmm. So we are the easiest way to not only orchestrate down at the various components, but also if you actually want to integrate that into other management solutions, if you have System Center from Microsoft that you use, or you know, BMC or CA, whatever your management platform of choice mm-hmm. is, we integrate with those. So less disruption in what you're used to using, and you're getting more gains in the operational efficiency, and you're getting better performance.
Obviously, these systems are running Intel Xeon processors.
Exclusively Xeon processors. I will lay that out for you.
Very nice. We just came out with our new Xeon E5 V2 2600 series. What does it mean for Cisco when a new processor architecture comes into play? And you know, what does that mean in terms of the value you're delivering to your customers?
Right out the gate, again, with hitting the world records, we're expecting that our customers are immediately going to see performance and efficiency gains. And largely why they're going to see that is because we're very complementary. So when Cisco sets out to do our data center solutions, what we're looking at is how to unify the different technologies that are required, whether it's the compute, the network, the storage, and make that happen. And when we leverage the power of the Xeon processor and bring that into there, it's just an unbeatable solution. So we think that's why we keep growing, outpacing, you know, a market in the server business that maybe will grow 5% this year. We're going to grow multiples of that. And why do we get there? It's because we're actually bringing the other components that actually leverage and extend all the good work you guys do at Intel. And then how do you get more out of it? And some of that is the single connect. Some of that is, you know, how we actually bring the fabric to it. But it's really looking at the overall solution that our customers need.
If customers are listening and they want to hear the latest and greatest about UCS platforms, do you know the best place for them to go for more information?
You know, cisco.com/UCS will get you a lot of information. But also go to our data center blog, Cisco Data Center blog. We're constantly out there putting information. Sometimes it's videos. Sometimes it's white papers we're highlighting. But it's really, you're going to get the latest and greatest through our social media channels. Follow us on Twitter, whatever you wanted to do, but go to our blog. I think that's one of the best places for it.
And I heard a rumor you're on Twitter too, at Jim McHugh. Is that right?
I am. I've been on Twitter long enough to actually have my full name. I didn't know I was supposed to come up with something cute back then, but that's okay. I like my name.
Well, Jim, thank you for being on the program today. Great to hear how well you guys are doing with the UCS platforms, and thanks for the continued collaboration.
Oh, thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.